This is your gateway to the latest trends in the Gulf, bringing you exclusive insights and thought-provoking discussions. Welcome to AB Majlis, an Arabian business podcast. You can find our weekly episodes on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And for more exclusive content, subscribe to us on arabianbusiness.com. Welcome to another episode of AB Majlis. I'm Nicole Abigail, reporter Arabian Business, and your host for today. On this episode, we dive into Alula, a destination in Saudi that is a living museum carved into itself. Joining us today is Melanie D'Souza, the Executive Director of Destination Marketing. Melanie, it's a pleasure to have you here.
And it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Nicole.
Of course. Let's dive right in. For those who don't know yet, what is Alula?
It's this magical place in the northwest of Saudi Arabia, about an hour and 20 minutes flying time from Riyadh. Steeped in heritage of global significance, we're talking about a destination that is synonymous with 200,000 years of human history and 7,000 years of civilization, continuous civilization. You add to that these stunning landscapes, like you and I were talking about, which are the backdrop for everything from adventure to wellness and nature and outdoor-based activity. And then you think about what is a prolific calendar of events that we have annually, and you have the makings for really a world-class destination.
It is. It's absolutely beautiful. The pictures are unreal, and I can only imagine what it looks like when you're actually there. And could you give our listeners an overview of the current objectives and strategies at Alula in terms of tourism, obviously, and what are the ways that you're achieving those?
So if I think about it, Saudi Arabia opened its doors to tourism about 5 years ago. And as part of a mission to diversify the economy away from oil, tourism is front and center.
Of course.
And what I love about our destination is the very considered, purpose-driven approach to our master planning. So we're very much about a destination that is more than just an experience economy. And the way we've gone about our choice of partners, whether it's in the space of architecture, archaeology, conservation, it's very much about how can we be protective of this amazing legacy that we are custodians of, and how can we embellish it for the generations that follow. So it's very much about curation of experiences that we think in terms of our brand promise are about transformative experiences that visitors will cherish for their lifetime.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What is Alula's target audience exactly? Obviously, there's so much history, but then there's also this blend of modern travel. Who is the target audience?
So we are very data-driven in our marketing strategy, and we're very clear that there are 10 markets geographically of priority. And within that, the segmentation work that we've done kind of polarizes towards four key groupings. So there's the lux seeker, who I think is pretty self-explanatory. But there's also what we refer to as the wanderlust nomad, the intrepid voyager, and the silver foxes. Now, the silver foxes are particularly applicable in markets like Germany, like the UK, cash rich and time rich, and for whom we think Alula represents a great travel destination.
Absolutely.
But if I think about the wanderlust nomads and the intrepid voyagers, in the case of the former, these are people that correspond a lot to that millennial generation. They're wanting to be, you know, getting under the skin of a destination, really immersing themselves. And the intrepid voyager is somebody who usually wants to be the first to get there and to be able to talk about it. So I think the work we're doing as part of the launch of our first ever global brand campaign,
yes,
it happens in Dubai,
is
forever revitalizing, which is really our purpose-driven brand promise. And we're hoping that this is going to resonate with audiences. It's not just the typical ad that is about the smorgasbord of experiences on offer and, you know, excitement and fast-paced in terms of communication style. It's very much about what we think is the kind of responsible tourists answer, if you like, in terms of choice of destination, because this is a place where environmental consciousness, sustainability is very much part of our ethos, and those are the kind of messages that we are wanting to leave the audience with.
And considering the fact that there is so much nature and history in the region. But then obviously when tourism increases, how do you ensure that protection and make sure that that message is spread across and that, you know, the culture and the history is actually protected?
Absolutely. Good question. For us, we're being very moderate about the number of tourists we're targeting.
Okay.
For us, it's about the quality of the visitor experience. So we're regulating numbers in terms of targets to only 2 million by 2035. Okay. And it's about how can we grow our hotel pipeline and our airlift in a way that is going to work to deliver those target numbers.
Okay.
And it's really heartening to see that with our choice of hotel partners as well, we have the likes of Banyan Tree and Habitas, for whom sustainability is very much core to the ethos. And we're so excited to have brands like Chedi coming online later this year, but also accommodation with a difference, like Dar Tantora, which is part of the House Hotel, and which is in this mud brick village, the old town, beautifully preserved, and occupied till as recently as 40 years ago, continuously occupied for 900 years. So these are, and this is a place as well with two plug points per room. So you can imagine in terms of providing that really immersive experience, Dar Tantora with its stunning pool that is the overlooking that vista of the luscious palm trees and again juxtaposed against those sandstone outcrops that are typical of the Alula landscape. You have such a smorgasbord of opportunity there in terms of what you can do, what you can see, and you're in the thick of things.
For someone who hasn't been there yet, I think you painted a great, great picture in my mind, honestly. What do you see are the expectations of travelers from Alula, and how does the destination actually connect the expectations of people to its actual offering?
Well, it's been really heartening to see over the last 4 years how much fabulous coverage we've had through the work that's been done in our key markets. And for us, this is about continuing to propagate the message of who we are.
Right.
And to be really focused on delivering, if you like, what are personalized approaches, both in terms of our digital ecosystem, our mobile app, which is now downloadable and which is doing record numbers. It's about how can we cater to you as a client of one.
Okay.
And deliver to you in terms of your passion points.
Okay, that's amazing. And given the dynamic nature of the travel and tourism industry, we've spoken a lot about the opportunities and the beauty and just the amazingness of the place. But what are the current challenges that Alula faces in that sense?
You know, I think because the country as a whole is only embracing tourism as a recent phenomena, we don't have a history of being able to draw on a very skilled workforce, for example. But this is where Saudi Arabia works things not just in a really strategized way, but fast. And, you know, already the opportunities that we are creating for our upliftment of our community, for upskilling of languages through our Language Institute, to see some of the locals come through, avail of these opportunities, in the case of women, feel so much more empowered than they have ever been. It's gratifying to see how the opportunities are there for them, they're being embraced, and from an international customer's point of view, they want that encounter with the local.
Absolutely.
They want to immerse themselves in a culture that they have really come to experience. So I think it won't happen overnight, but we will get there. And with a lot of the established accommodation and experienced brands that we're working with, they're obviously being able to draw on pools of workforce that are skilled and experienced from elsewhere in the interim.
And we spoke earlier about how you were based in Alula, which was very interesting to me. Could you tell us what it's like living in such a wonderful looking destination?
You know, it's interesting you ask that question, Nicole, because I was guilty of what a lot of people are, which is they tend to have historic perceptions of this country. And I can tell you, as somebody who has lived in the country for 4 years now, been based in Alula, I can honestly tell you it's been such a privilege to be witness to what is such massive transformation in this country, economically and socially. And I have never felt, as a woman, more safe or secure than anywhere in the world.
That's amazing.
And I say that having traveled a lot of the world. So to be part of a project that is so purposeful in its mission, And to be really having spent the last 4 years professionally, build a marketing team, see massive upgrades to what we're doing technologically. All of this has come together to really be, in my from my perspective, a very satisfying period in my career professionally, but also at a personal level.
Truly transformative. We brought technology into this conversation a little bit. So how does Alula potentially leverage AI and all of these new technology and tools in such a historical destination? And how do you sort of make that work?
Well, it might sound a contradiction in terms, but I have adjacent to our own division, one that is all about smart city. Mm-hmm. Need I say more? We recognize that there are 35,000 people that call Alula home and that are residents. So this is about, you know, ensuring that for them, it's seamless in terms of quality of experience, whether it's how they go about their lives or and for us, it's about pathways of enrichment. It's about pathways for economic opportunity. But if I think about our own marketing space, you know, I'm not even going to tell you the experience platform that I inherited in terms of our website, but we've just had massive upgrades to our digital experience platform. We've upgraded our MarTech stack. We're now working with Adobe. For us, this is very much about how can we, in terms of the curation of information, be personalized in our approach, irrespective of where the customer's at in terms of the visitor journey. Right. I know that that's marketing speak, but we do talk about what is very much an awareness end of the spectrum through to consideration when people are really in research mode, wanting to go deep into content, and then obviously being able to present them that price proposition when they're ready to reach for their wallet.
Absolutely.
And across all those three spheres, for us, it's about how can we use technology to actually make that journey that much more appropriate for that particular customer.
Okay. And in terms of collaborations on such a huge scale and with such great goals, it's something that requires collaboration and partnership. And so could you tell us a little bit more about that?
I think we're very mindful about our partnerships. I think of what's on at the moment, and we have in the desert, inspired by the landscape, the third edition of Desert X. And for all those Dubai people who are into the arts, I encourage you to get on that plane and come down. Truly stunning. You know, our ambition for the arts is bold. Desert X is in partnership with Coachella, to answer your question, out of California.
Yes.
And it's collaborations like that that allow us to celebrate the best of contemporary creative expression, not just locally and regionally, but the best of the best internationally. And if I think about the arts, Desert X will be the forerunner to Wadi Al-Fan. This is 65 square kilometers of canyon dedicated to these monumental pieces of art installation by some of the world's best names in this space: Emad Mata, James Turrell, Agnes Dean. So we're really building out in the space of arts a very unique offering. I think of our partnerships in the space of adventure with companies like Husak and Maserat. These are companies that are as passionate about protection of the environment and about telling a deeper, richer story about the fauna and flora that is unique to our landscape. So, and I referenced our hotel brands. This is very much about aligning with the people that can buy into our vision and the legacy we want to leave for the kids that follow.
Of course, that's amazing. And obviously you and the team are here for a reason, which is about the campaign. And could you tell us a bit more about that and why in Dubai, and why was that the place that you chose to launch this?
Well, I can fess up to the fact that Dubai and the UAE has been a very strong supporter of Alula from the very first winter at Tentora, and we thank you for it. I think our range of offerings under the banner of Alula Moments, which celebrates everything from the arts to skies to heritage to wellness, provides that excuse, if you like, for weekend breaks or extended breaks. And for us, it's about recognizing that second to our home market, this is a critical source of repeat visitation. But this campaign of ours targets 10 geographies. It's in 6 languages. And it's our first time to be able to talk in our own voice to customers and to really, if you like, differentiate who we are and what we stand for from a brand positioning and platform point of view. And I think about the words forever revitalizing. They're as much a rally cry to our staff to remind ourselves about why we're here and what we're trying to achieve, as it is about the way we want to engage with partners in terms of the legacy we're trying to both protect and embellish. And then for the visitor, it's that brand promise that is about purposeful, transformative journeys.
Amazing. And what is in future for Alula? What can we expect to see and what is upcoming?
Well, you know, there's so much already on offer. But if I think about what's in the pipeline, there is just so much exciting stuff happening, both at a sector level, but also in terms of just infrastructure. You know, we've just announced plans for the airport capacity to go from something like 400,000 a year to 6 million passengers a year. We've got new hotels that are in the pipeline for the next few years that include some of the best names in the business, from Aman Resorts to Six Senses to Four Seasons to the amazing architectural marvel that will be the Jean Nouvel designed hotel in the Sharan Nature Reserve. The work that's planned for conservation is so ambitious. We see vast tracts of land being regenerated, and the ambition there is one day to see the Arabian leopard back. It's an endangered cat, and we're hoping to see it back in its rightful natural habitat in the Hejaz Mountains very shortly. And when I say shortly, I say that in the context of perhaps a 6 to 8 year time frame, right? But that's still short, right?
Of course, yes.
I think of our plans for the equestrian sector, for cycling, for sport more generally, including horses. You know, we have the desert polo, we have the endurance horse cup, horse race, we have this massive equestrian village that we are building out. So sector by sector, there are detailed blueprints about how we want not just investment to happen in the next few years, but how in turn that translates in terms of the visitor experience. If I think about why we are here and what we come to work to achieve every morning, it's to remind ourselves, A, that we are custodians of this great cultural and natural heritage, and it's a reminder of all the things across the breadth of the organization that we are doing that is purposeful. Whether that's regeneration of vast tracts of land to reintroduce the fauna and flora of yesteryear, whether that's the work that's being done with the community to really uplift their skills, to take what are potentially dying arts and crafts and revive them, and to give them meaningful pathways for economic prosperity and betterment. Whether I think it's the work that's being done in terms of our heritage and telling a deeper, richer story about the ancient civilizations that have called this place their home over the millennia and that have left this indelible mark on our landscapes. It is all about a very purposeful-led mission. And what we're really saying to our customers out there, people who are making responsible tourism choices, is come and be part of this vision and this mission, because it will reward you in spades.
What is your favorite part of Alula?
No, that's an unfair question.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's just like asking a mother, which of your children do you like better? You know, I can't answer that, honestly.
Yeah.
But, you know, I can't talk about Alula and not talk about that iconic heritage site of ours, which is Hegra. This is 110 beautifully preserved tombs left to us by the Nabataeans over this 52-hectare site. And it was Saudi Arabia's first UNESCO Heritage Classified Site. So if I absolutely got pushed and had to had to specify one key thing that people have to do, it would be Hegra.
Amazing. And for those who just haven't been there yet and are planning to go.
Like you, Nicole.
Like me, exactly, like me. Very soon. You've convinced me completely.
Okay.
But what is the one thought that you'd like to leave them with? What would you like to say?
I think that this is a place that exceeds any expectations you might have in your mind from trawling through Instagram, from reading articles. And it is something about transformative landscapes. It's really a place where, irrespective of your, passion points, I think you'll find from a body, mind, and soul perspective, it really fits.
Amazing. I can't wait to go.
And we can't wait to have you there.
Thank you so much for your insight. It's been absolutely amazing. You've truly convinced me, and I will see you there soon.
Look forward to that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode, and thank you to all our subscribers. Sign up to arabianbusiness.com for all exclusive content.